Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. We have a most amazing story today. This is a story about a mikveh. As many of you know, it's very important for women to have a mikveh in the town. It's also nice for men, but for women, it's very, very, very important. Once upon a time, there was a little village, and they did not have a mikveh in the town. There was a very special visitor, a very special rabbi, who told the rabbi of the town that he would try to raise money to get the people in the town to give money for the mikveh. The rabbi's name was Reb Leib. Well, Reb Leib went to the front of the shul and made a big speech about how important mikveh is, what a great mitzvah it is, how Hashem really wants every single town to have their own mikveh, and asked the people in the town to give as much money as they could so there would be enough money to build the mikveh. Well, it was a very poor town, and so only a few dollars were collected altogether. This one gave a few pennies, and this one gave a few nickels, and this one gave a few dimes. But because they were very poor, they didn't have enough money to give more than that. Rabbi Leib went over to the rabbi of the town and asked him, "Is there anybody else who might be able to give money for the mikveh?" The rabbi of the town said, "Well, actually, there is somebody. He's very, very wealthy. In fact, he has so much money that he could easily give the entire cost of the mikveh himself. But he does not give tzedakah. He almost never, ever gives tzedakah." "Aha," said Reb Leib. "So in that case, I know that I have to make another speech and see what we can do." And so the tzaddik Reb Leib got up again and began to speak more about the mikveh. But this time, after a few minutes, he said, "And anyone who will pay for this mikveh will be with me in the world to come. Imi michitasi. They will be together with me in my place in the world to come." Immediately, the wealthy man who hardly ever gave tzedakah said, I will give the entire cost of the mikveh if you will give me your share in the world to come." "Deal," said the tzaddik Reb Leib. And so it was that the man who hardly ever gave money, the rich man, he gave all the money for the mikveh. They built a beautiful mikveh, and Reb Leib promised him that he would have his share in the world to come. Now, why did he do that? Why did Reb Leib give away his share in the world to come? Isn't that too precious to give away? But the answer is that Reb Leib knew that there's something even more important than our reward in the world to come, and that is to do what Hashem wants. And Reb Leib knew that Hashem wanted that there should be a mikveh in this town. And if the only way to get a mikveh in the town was to get this rich person to give the money, and the only way to get the rich person to give the money was for Reb Leib to give away a share in the world to come, fine, he said, I'll do it. And he did it, and the mikveh was made. And so too, whenever we have a chance to do what Hashem wants, that is far more important than whatever reward we might get, because this is really the best reward, to know that we have done what Hashem wanted. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.